The victims of Epstein have lived with trauma that most of us can barely comprehend. And they've had to relive it again and again. They have seen accountability delayed and too often denied. To them, I want to say this. I am sorry. Sorry for what was done to you. Sorry that so many people with power failed you. Sorry for having believed Mandelson's lies and appointed him. And sorry that even now, you're forced to watch this story unfold in public once again. Serious allegations and serious evidence has emerged concerning Mandelson's conduct, including his relationship with Epstein, a convicted sex offender. It had been publicly known for some time that Mandelson knew Epstein, but none of us knew the depth and the darkness of that relationship. What has come to light has raised serious questions. Information that was not known at the time of his appointment. Before he was appointed ambassador, Mandelson was asked directly about the nature of his relationship with Epstein. He was asked whether he had stayed at Epstein after his conviction. And when, later, further information came to light, he was asked whether he had accepted gifts and hospitality, about whether he had been fully transparent about the relationship. The information now available makes clear that the answers he gave were lies. He portrayed Epstein as someone he barely knew. And when that became clear, and it was not true, I sacked him. Such deceit is incompatible with public service. Let me be clear, no one is above accountability. And no one, however well connected, however experienced, however senior, should hold public office if they cannot meet the basic test of honesty. I understand the strength of public feeling. I share the anger that people feel when powerful individuals appear to escape scrutiny. And I want to be able to release those documents as quickly as possible. I wanted to release them yesterday, in fact, and to talk about them at Prime Minister's questions. But the police have advised that releasing certain information now could risk prejudicing a future investigation or legal process. And however frustrating from my personal point of view that is, and it is, I will not take any step, however politically tempting, however popular, that risks justice for victims.